up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Game beer of the week, courtesy of On the Rocks Liquor, is from Left Hand Brewing. It's a peanut butter milk stout. Also, they've got their tasting happening this Friday from Loveland Ale Works. Well, they'll be on hand at On the Rocks from 4 to 7. And then Saturday, Fistful of Bourbon, 5 to 7. Great tastings happening at On the Rocks Liquor right off of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue here in Greeley. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, a man that I'd like to sit down and have a buttermilk stout with at some point, or a fistful of bourbon, either way, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, how are you?
Brady, I'm doing great. Just got back from the Combine where we spoke to George Payton and Sean Payton. And, man, it's crazy. The coaching staff just finished up, and now we're just a week away from free agency, pretty much.
Yeah, so the Combine, of course, you were on hand there. A lot of what we've been talking about is the comments from George Payton, from Sean Payton. But before we get into that, Zach, what stood out to you? Players, I mean, guys that really piqued your interest that maybe you know also this coaching staff is looking at?
Well, a lot of drama going on yesterday at the Combine. Of course, the top pick sent home from the Combine, then now he's back now. I don't think it's really going to impact the Broncos because Jalen Carter's probably not going to fall all the way to the third round after this, but that's kind of been the drama of the Combine. It always happens, or it seems to always happen once every couple of years where something like this happens in just a terrible situation, but that's kind of been the news and the talk from the Combine this week. But when it comes to the Broncos, of course, they don't have a pick until the third round, and I found it very interesting and, bold in a way of George Payton to say the sweet spot of this draft is the top five picks in the third round. Coincidentally, Brady, the Broncos have two picks in the top five picks of the third round. I found that, a lot of times, pretty much every time, every coach and GM around the league boosts their picks up and makes them seem really good. But this is maybe the biggest spin job that I've ever seen happen. But to me, Brady, no excuses then. But George Payton has been able to find some starters and good players in the third rounds over the past couple of years. Now that you're saying that is where the sweet spot is, you better get two starters from those two guys.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, everything we've heard so much over the last 2 years is about George Payton and his ability to draft and find guys perhaps in these later rounds or at least on day two, day three. So we're going to see it. And then, of course, you pair that in with Sean Payton and his philosophy. Maybe they can get something out of this draft, and wouldn't that be something to make Broncos fans feel better? If they get good enough players where you say, hey, they're starters, and then they shine next year just a little bit, it's going to make a lot of people feel better about losing all those draft picks with Russ and, of course, Sean Payton.
Yeah, 100%, and that's where George Payton comes in. He's supposed to be really good at middle and later round draft picks, and that's exactly what the Broncos only have this year. And so that's why I think it's a fair expectation to expect two starters from this draft on top of the fact that, Brady, we're not saying go find a starting quarterback in the third round. We're not saying go find a starting cornerback in the third round. We're not saying go find a premium position starter in the third round, such as left tackle, quarterback, safety, or cornerback, and edge rusher. No, where the Broncos really need help, especially with the potential of losing Draymond Jones, they need it at guard and center, two positions that you should easily be able to find starters in the third round, and then also defensive line. So these are positions where you can absolutely find starters in the third round, and it matches up pretty well with what the Broncos' needs are.
Yeah, no question. I was going to ask you about the Draymond Jones thing. It sounds like, just too far apart. I mean, were they trying to get some kind of a deal done, Zach, or did they both just kind of go in this and say, hey, we know he's going to want more than what we're willing to do, so we're going to just go ahead and let you test free agency?
Yeah, the Broncos want Draymond Jones back. And Brady, Draymond Jones will be a good player on any football team. He is a really good football player. But Draymond Jones has made it clear for pretty much a year now. For the first time we talked to him during the Broncos offseason workout program last year, he's made it very clear how important getting the bag and getting the most money is for him. And there's nothing wrong with that. Players have all different sorts of motivations, and certainly money is an important one. I'm never going to blame a player for wanting to get the most money. But some guys are willing to take a little bit of a discount to stay with the team that drafted them and the team that they were on and a team that they're familiar with. And I do not think that is the case with Draymond Jones. And again, nothing wrong with that, but he is going to try to get top dollar. And how do you do that, Brady? Well, you either get a massive contract from the team you're with, or you get to hit the free agent market. And I expect that when he hits the free agent market, which I very much expect him to do, that he's going to get a way bigger contract than what the Broncos are willing to pay for him. It really reminds me of the Malik Jackson situation after the Broncos won Super Bowl 50. Now, a big difference there is the Broncos did sign Derek Wolfe before the offseason started, and so they got where they were allowed to keep one of those two defensive linemen. Now there's just one defensive lineman that they have, and I expect Draymond Jones to go find a bigger contract somewhere else.
Zach, so that obviously that'll be interesting to see how that works out, but new coach, new coaching staff, they're not married to him. I get it. So you're saying, though, as far as free agency and the draft, what the Broncos will probably be really looking at is both of those lines. Is that number one, number two priority, or number one, number 1B priority for the Broncos, that O-line and D-line?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's number one and number two, and I actually think there's a pretty wide margin between that. Offensive line is without a doubt the Broncos' biggest priority this offseason, and I think that it's going to line up with exactly what Sean Payton believes as well. He's going to want to upgrade the offensive line, build this team from the inside out, and a big thing that Sean Payton has talked about in order to help Russell Wilson is take a lot of pressure off his shoulders, and that starts by making it so there's not a lot of pressure in his face when he's going to throw. So that's with the offensive line. And then the other thing that he's talked about is getting a good running game. Well, Broncos probably aren't going to go out and spend $15 million on a running back. So then how else do you help the running game? Well, you invest in the offensive line. So I expect for pretty much every reason that to be the Broncos' main focus. And what's crazy, Brady, is the Broncos haven't invested a draft pick in an offensive tackle since 2017 when they used the first-round pick on Garrett Bowles. That has to change this year. If it's not one of their third-round picks on a tackle, you've got to use one of the later picks on a tackle. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the Broncos get three offensive linemen in this draft. You know, a center and a guard with their third-round picks and then a tackle later or some combination of that.
So of that starting line from last year, Zach, I mean, are we thinking, I mean, is it going to be Quinn Meinerz, Garrett Bowles going to survive, or are we overhauling the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly where I'm at, and from what I understand is those two guys, You pencil in, but then you kind of put it with a question mark. I wouldn't be surprised if something happens with Bowles or Quinn Meinerz. He showed a lot of flash. He showed a lot of potential, but does he fit in this system with Sean Payton? Do they try to move on from him? I expect if Quinn's on this team, he's going to be starting, but Quinn probably has the most value of any lineman on this team. So if they think that, you know, he's not the perfect fit for them, I wouldn't be surprised to see them try to move him somewhere. But I do expect that those are the two starters on the offensive line. And then you got to figure out right tackle. Then you got to figure out left guard and center as well. Dalton Reisner, obviously a name everyone's familiar with. There's still a chance that he comes back to the Broncos. But Brady, we're just about 10 days away from him hitting the open market as well. And I think he's going to be able to get $10 million plus on the open market. Do the Broncos think that he's worth that and that the money's worth spending there? Of course, I think if you can bring Dalton back on a good contract, you want him back. But he's probably not a guy that you're going to want to overpay for.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. So on the defensive side, the defensive line side of things, we're probably expecting Draymond Jones to get what he's wanting out in the free market. What do you think that starting lineup looks like? And, you know, will they get a guy? There's a couple of big name free agents out there, but maybe, like you said, they do their work in the first round. But yeah, what's that starting lineup look like right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, you have Deshaun Williams, who's also going to be a free agent. He played really well when he got opportunities last year. I could see him being the defensive lineman they signed between he and Draymond Jones, a much more team-friendly deal, and a good defensive lineman. Obviously, someone that's not going to get a huge contract, but you feel good about him being in there. And then Uwazurike, who the Broncos drafted last year, was inactive for the first half of the season. He really started to play well at the end of the stretch there. You hope that he can take a big step up and be not just a contributor, but a starter there. And, of course, the big money guy on the defensive line for the Broncos is the other Jones, DJ Jones. The Broncos are certainly going to be relying on him, especially if they let Draymond Jones go, because he's getting paid $10 million. So he needs to live up to that, and he was very good last year.
What about on the linebacker side? I love your tweets at the end of the day of what we learned about the Broncos each and every day, and Alex Singleton certainly in that conversation. Broncos sound like they really want him back.
Yes, they absolutely do, and there's no reason to not get a deal done with him, because Alex Singleton, all he does is produce when he's on the field. George Payton called him a baller, and this should be an easy contract to get done. You look at the framework of Josie Jewell's deal last year, 2 years, $11 million, about $6 million of those dollars guaranteed. Do a very similar contract to Alex Singleton. And in fact, Brady, I think he's going to cost less than that. But if you have to give him the identical contract as Josie had, boy, I certainly think he's worth it. And if you want to keep Singleton and move on from Josie, you can move on from Josie with barely any penalty as well. So I don't think that you can let Alex Singleton walk, which is how many holes this team has. He's a guy that you know what you're going to get from him, and I expect them to get a deal done.
Zach, I don't know how much of a feel you've got, like, as far as what players think on the defensive side of Vance Joseph. You know, I know a few of those players were, maybe one or two was on that roster with Justin Simmons. I'm trying to look around. How are they feeling about VJ being the defensive coordinator? Because that was the strength of this team all season, was the defensive side. So they certainly don't want to take a step back there.
No, they don't. And I've talked to a couple of guys, and they are happy with Vance. They think he's a solid coach, respected. And when he was in Denver, the defensive players did really like him. Out in Arizona, the defensive players loved him. And they really treated him as the head coach out there in Arizona because of how much respect they had. So I think that Vance coming back is the coaches like it, the players like it, and obviously the fans. Couldn't be more opposite from that, and it's a bold move, Brady,
yeah.
Especially from a fan perspective, because if things go wrong, if the defense takes a step back, boy, that's going to be the person that people point to. But not just Vance, they're going to be pointing at Sean Payton saying, this was your move. So it really is a bold move, but they just thought that at the end of the day, and Brady, what was very clear this at the combine, and Sean Payton did not try to hide it. Vic Fangio was his number one guy. That's who he wanted to be the defensive coordinator, but Vic just didn't want to come back to Denver. It was still a little too fresh being fired just 12 months ago, so that's why Vic went to Miami, and then the Broncos ended up going with Vance. So Vance was kind of their second option this time.
I mean, we all know that kind of stuff happens. You know, you interview even a head coach, and then he doesn't get take the job, or he goes elsewhere, and then they got to bring in another guy and basically say, yeah, this was our guy all along. Same with the draft. We hear all that stuff. Sure. But Sean Payton's giving us, you know, breaking down that third wall, and he's opening up the media side of that. How do you think Vance feels about that? Just hearing him say, yeah, we really wanted Vic Fangio, but couldn't get him, so Vance, we got Vance Joseph. That's fine.
You know what? Vance is probably saying, at least I have another defensive coordinator job.
True.
Because Brady, he did interview for the Philadelphia Eagles job, but it was so late in the process for Vance because the Cardinals didn't let him out of his contract, didn't let him talk to other teams until after they hired Jonathan Gannon. So he was potentially looking at either a year off or a senior assistant position or having to be a position coach somewhere if he didn't get this job. So with the circumstances where they are, I think he's happy to have the defensive coordinator paycheck.
Zach, last one for you, man. George Payton talked a lot about Javonte Williams and Tim Patrick. I mean, I was excited about Tim Patrick coming back, but I just had it in my brain that maybe Javonte wouldn't be back at least by later in the season, maybe midseason, but they're pretty optimistic over there about Javonte starting the season.
Yeah, and I am pumping the brakes still a little bit on that, because you're absolutely right. He did say that, you know, the expectation is he's on track to start the season. I am a lot more skeptical of that. In George's answer, he said that, but then he also said, you know, we're not really sure. I mean, he bounced around in that answer. That was the most interesting answer, just because of how many different things he said within that answer. But I'm still very skeptical, Brady. What happened to his knee was not just an ACL tear, not just an MCL tear, but the LCL tear as well. All three of those are really tough to come back from, especially in less than 10 months. I'm not expecting him to be full go by the start of camp, by the start of the season. So the Broncos, just like George also said, they need to add a running back, whether that's Latavius Murray and a draft pick, whether that's investing significantly in free agency on a running back. And you know what? The Broncos are as in good of a shape as ever for really having an open running back position needing help, because free agency is deep. You don't have to spend $15 million on Saquon Barkley to get a good running back. There's guys like Miles Sanders out there and guys that can come in and contribute right away, or use one of those third, fourth round picks that you have on a running back, bring back Latavius Murray, and you feel pretty good. But we're going to see how they treat this in free agency, Brady. If they go out and sign a big time running back, then that's really bad news for what they truly think of Javonte Williams' injury. If they don't, and it's a $1 million deal for Latavius and bringing in a fifth-round pick, then that will be a good sign for Javonte.
Yeah. No, I think read the tea leaves. That's what we can see from this, and that will tell us a lot of how they really view this. Zach, my man, always great work from you. We absolutely love getting your insight each and every week, especially when you're running around at these great events like the Combine and such. So we'll look to catch up with you next week, and we'll see what progresses between now and then.
Let's do it. There's going to be a lot. The Broncos are always keeping themselves in the news.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, 11:51 the time. We'll come back. We'll react to Zach's comments on this roster and what it looks like going forward, and how they feel about Vance Joseph. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.